Gita Jayanti, the context in which Bhagavad Gita was spoken, is orchestrated so perfectly for all of us to understand what is the value of the Gita and how to approach it. So this is the very basic principle. Bhagavad Gita was spoken in such a way for us to take it very seriously. And it was spoken in the context of the challenges of life. It was not spoken in the context of just an academic Sanskrit scholarship. If it was an academic study, Krishna would have invited Arjuna to a classroom. But Bhagavad Gita is not spoken in the context of an academic study. But actually, the application of Bhagavad Gita in the essential four nutshell verses, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavamatma Sarvam, I am the source of all spiritual and all material worlds. Everything emanates from me, of everyone. Bahunam Tanmanamante Yanavamamabhante Vasudeva Sarvam Sama Asura. After cultivating lifetimes and lifetimes of knowledge, when one actually understands the truth, they surrender to the Supreme Lord, knowing Krishna to be the source of everything. And from a spiritual perspective, to the extent a person does that, that is greatness, mahatma, knowing him to be the cause of all causes and all that is. That is greatness. Everything, it is all done by Lord Narayan. Imagine Brahma, what his brain is. He's created his brain. He's created the materials that compose the brain. He's created all the things that the great geniuses are trying to understand within the creation. Brahma put it all together. What is his technical skills? Brahma, such a personality, has received all his spiritual knowledge, all his intellectual capacity, all his creative abilities. But still, that potential cannot be realized or exercised until he surrenders. In other words, he said surrender to Narayan. And in that surrender, in that meditation, absorption, in taking shelter of the Lord, Krishna manifested to him and made him not only the creator of the universe, not only the knower of everything that is supposed to be given in disciplic succession in this universe, but he gave him all the technical and mechanical skills. Imagine Brahma, what his brain is. This is the beginning of our parampara right now. Whoever you are, however great or small you may be, to not take credit for anything. If Brahma can't take credit, who are we? He's emphatic. And I'm completely, helplessly dependent on Krishna. And Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita, I'm the ability in man. I'm the intelligence of the intelligent. I'm the strength of the strong. I'm the light of the sun and the moon. He's the cause of all causes. And Srila Prabhupada is giving credit to the person who did it on behalf of Krishna, but with full knowledge that it's only happening by Krishna's grace. For us, we give all the credit of our spiritual lives and all the potentials of what we could be for the rest of eternity in Krishna's service, we give that credit to Srila Prabhupada. But whenever Srila Prabhupada would speak, he always said, it is only by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada never took credit for anything. I am simply repeating the words of my Guru Maharaj. And when we read the writings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's completely dependent upon giving all credit to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. This is parampara. The whole concept of parampara is actually the culture of life itself. And this is very much within the Bhagavad Gita's teachings, that when somebody is doing something great, We recognize that Krishna is giving them the power to do this. So we honor both the person who is delivering that goodness on behalf of Krishna, and we're also understanding that ultimately it's Krishna. But most of all, for ourselves, we're totally dependent on Krishna. And Krishna's the creator of nature. So here, from the very beginning, we're getting such a principle that the path of knowledge, the path of bhakti, is in taking shelter of the higher power of Krishna, of God's grace, as it is coming down to us through those who are representing the Lord. This should be our meditation when we say all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.